Hey, good afternoon. I'm Desiree Moses, coming to you live from our studio in Charlottesville. So thrilled to be joined by Taylor Ray. Taylor, how are you doing?
I'm so good. How are you, Desiree?
Good. Great to see you again. Taylor Ray is playing at Southern Cafe and Music Hall in Charlottesville tonight with John Craigie at 8 o'clock. And the last time we saw you was right around this time last year. The mayor decreed 9/19, September 19th, WNRN Day in honor of our Charlottesville frequency, 91.9, and you played our celebratory bash with the Head and the Heart. So thanks again for doing that. It's really great to reconnect with you.
Yes, that was so fun. And yeah, this is one of my favorite places to come through. So thank you for having me today. It's so nice to see you guys again.
So nice to see you too. Yeah, I saw on your Instagram, on your post promoting the show tonight, you know, you said playing at Southern Cafe and Music Hall with John Craigie at 8 o'clock in Charlottesville, in parentheses, aka cutest town ever. So we appreciate the compliment.
Oh my gosh, it's
so What have
so
you been
cute.
Finding to do here? Because you had a day off yesterday, right?
Yeah, we drove from Raleigh yesterday, but got in pretty early and we just walked downtown. There was like a live band playing and it was just like the most perfect, like temperature out, cutest vibe. I love those malls where there's just no cars. You just walk and it feels, yeah, it's just all good. And we had a delicious meal and yeah, it's just so cute.
Good. Glad to hear it. Well, we'd love it if you kick it off with a song. Give us a taste of what we're going to hear tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. This one's called Home on the Road.
Tired of feeling so close and living with our heads down low. Hoping we can find bit of ourselves where the rubber meets the road. And you got a prime 79 black Chevy Stefan, and I only got one thing on my mind, and we don't need no plan. So fire it up, breathe it in slow, gotta do it now before we get old. Shake down your salty spirit, the one I used to know. Let your dreaming mind free your wandering soul in. We got a whole lot more to live for than this town. Let's put the old van into drive and go. I'm making home on the road. It's 104 on the side of 85 at a rest stop. Heat gauge, red light, and I got one thought to pass the time. It ain't so great, but it could be worse. So we crack a couple cold ones to lift the curse, when all we gotta cheers to is being alive. And we may be too broke now to cross the state line. Got nowhere to be, you. I can't make a bad time in. So shake down your salty spirit, the one I used to know. Let your dreaming mind free your wandering soul in. We got a whole lot more to live for than this town. Let's put the old van into drive and go. I'm making home on the road. Making home on the road. Shake down your salty spirit, the one I used to know. Let your leaving mind free your wandering soul in. We got a whole lot more to live for than this town. Let's put the old van into drive and go. Making home on the road. Making home on the road. Making home on the road, yeah. Making home on the road.
Home on the Road, Taylor Ray live on WNRN. Off the debut album, Mad 20s, Taylor Ray playing at the Southern Cafe and Music Hall in Charlottesville tonight with John Craigie, doors at 8 o'clock. So this debut album is a couple years old now. Tell us how it all came together. So it's a concept record. Are you drawn to records that tell a story and have an arc?
Absolutely. Yeah, I think it's just such a... I wouldn't say lost art, but I think it is more rare now for, you know, people to just truly appreciate an album from top to bottom. I mean, I know you guys are in radio, so I know that you do for sure. But yeah, I just wanted to make it available to people. I know people are going to pick out singles and everything, but you know, to me, even if no one listened to it top to bottom, to me, it was just like, it was just important to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you're right. Unfortunately, now we're sort of in singles culture, you know, and especially with streaming, and people will stream one song and not listen to something front to back. So I definitely have an appreciation for that. Or there's that old trend of what are your favorite three first songs on a record? You know, that was something we used to love to pick out.
Yes. Oh, that's so fun.
Yeah. So I have a big affinity for that too. And I actually saw on your website that the very first song you ever sung when you were 2 years old was a Carole King song.
Yes.
So, you know, talk about some of those initial artists that you were attracted to and sort of how did you find your own sound?
Yeah. So, you know, my mom loved Carole King. She loved Sheryl Crow and Norah Jones. So I would say those were like the top three just, you know, right out the gate as a kid. And then, you know, getting older, I fell in love with Grace Potter and everything she was doing. And so I kind of started to go that direction after I graduated high school, influenced by like a little bit more blues rock stuff. And then the move to Austin, Texas, like really ramped that up. So, yeah, you know, I draw inspiration from all over the place, but Carole King holds a very special place in my heart. And talk about a record from top to bottom. I mean, that one is just like, I don't know if you can beat it.
It's still in the top 10 for me,
oh, yeah,
I would say.
Definitely.
So you mentioned living in Austin now and you grew up in California. Can you talk about how place impacts your music? Because you grew up sort of near the Redwoods, right?
Yeah.
Where I've never been. No, it's beautiful. So can you talk about sort of the impact of nature on your songwriting?
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, growing up, I grew up in a small town called Ben Lomond, and it is about 20 minutes north of Santa Cruz proper into the Redwoods. So I had the coast and kind of the like the surf town, slow pace, hippie vibe. And then in the mountains, which was, you know, just like, it was cool to drink kombucha back in the 90s. So I think, you know, like that says a lot about it. Lots of crystal shops everywhere. But I think the most important thing was like the community there was so supportive of the arts. And like even all the adults around me like had a passion for art in their own way. Like everyone was still, you know, if they had regular 9-to-5 jobs, they still found time to like do their art and like, yeah, just keep that alive. And so I think, you know, going through school, I was always supported by the adults around me. Like, you got this. You don't need a plan B. Like, you know, take it all the way. So, I really appreciate that. And I think, yeah, living in such a beautiful place, you know, I think that has an impact as well.
Absolutely.
And yeah.
How are things down in Austin now?
I love Austin. Austin is my favorite city still. Out of all the cities I've been to over the last few years, I'm so glad that that's home base. And, yeah, it's has an incredible music scene, obviously, but I love that it's like so local, you know, it has less of the like big industry of the music scene and more of just like it's focused on good live music. And I think that's always going to be the most important thing to
me. I like having the river go through too. And there's all kinds of venues. We go for South by Southwest every year, which I know isn't necessarily an accurate representation of the town
because
it takes over. But, you know, I've liked the time that I've spent there too.
Yeah, it's great. It's great.
Taylor Rae live on WNRN, playing at the Southern Cafe and Music Hall in Charlottesville tonight with John Craigie at 8 o'clock. What would you like to play for us next?
I'm going to play a song called Fixer Upper. I just released an acoustic version of this single last Friday.
When you stand there, it takes the air right out of this whole room. I can't help but spin this chair and stare down at my shoes. Maybe we should leave, take a walk, shake it off. Maybe grab a coffee or tea, drive around some neighborhood to put our hearts at ease. 'Cause I feel too high coming up on nothing but you. It's not the caffeine, It's your messy hair and the gap between your teeth. Let's fall down this canyon. You can be my soft landing. I've never had it so easy. Let me be a broken lover. I know you like a fixer-upper. Oh, I promise I won't leave. Streets with endless palms go on and on, so we repeat this album we've had on, where every song tells our whole story. Hey babe, what do you say we get out of town? Maybe go and look at the waves, get a little space from this place to put our minds at ease. I'll watch you stack rocks, I'm doing everything that I can just to squeeze this moment into my box of memories. Let's fall down this mountain. You can be my soft landing. I've never had it so easy. Let me be a broken lover. I know you like a fixer-upper. Oh, I promise I won't spend the night on this cold November beach. Safe from the fire, we set to the valley. We'd leave and never look back if it was up to me. But you always make me do the right thing. We're falling down this canyon. You can be my companion. I've never had it so easy. Let me be your broken lover. I know you like a fixer-upper. Oh, I promise I won't leave. I won't leave. I won't leave.
Fixer Upper, Taylor Ray live on WNRN, playing tonight at the Southern Cafe Music Hall in Charlottesville with John Craigie at 8 o'clock. So this is only the second show of this tour. So y'all just kicked things off. So you've had a little bit of time off. I'm curious, how do you like to spend your time off the road to sort of recharge? What have you been up to?
Yeah, so it's definitely different day by day. You know, some days you have tons of energy, some days you have none. So what I love to do, if I have like a whole day off in a town, my favorite things to do are thrift stores, bookstores, and coffee shops. Yeah. So
we have a lot of those.
Yeah, yeah. Just by the looks of it, I was like, there's gonna be some. I passed a great antique store downtown. I was like, I'm going there tomorrow. But yes. Yeah, so those are like my top three favorite things to do. You know, but sometimes you get to the hotel and you're just like blackout curtain.
Yes.
And I'm just going to rest for as long as I can. So yeah, it does change, but this is only night two of the tour. So I have tons of energy still.
Absolutely. So when you're at home and you're off the road, do you have any hobbies or anything that you like to do to sort of recharge that maybe inspires you to write? I'm assuming you're looking towards the sophomore record at some point.
Oh yeah. We're into the pre-production part of it. I have all the songs for it. So we're just trying to figure out what avenue feels best to go down. There's so many different ways to release a record these days. So I don't, you know, I want to think about it for a long time. But time off at home is spent with my dog. I have a miniature dachshund named Winnie. And everyone's like, what are you passionate about outside of music? I'm like, Winnie.
Winnie.
Like, Winnie is my passion. I also love practicing yoga and, you know, just reading. I love reading. But, you know, most of the time off the road, being an independent artist, like, a lot of the times I just sit at my desk and have like 8 hours of work to do, mm-hmm. just emails and scheduling and marketing and accounting, all the stuff. So, you know, it's not so much time off.
Cool.
Yeah.
And then back to the sophomore record, are you going to make this one a concept album too? We were talking about that before.
Yes, this one's going to be a concept record too. Struggling a little bit with genre because I want to keep it under the Americana umbrella. It does have a different vibe to it, but I think the album is going to be titled The Void. And so a lot of the songs will be like very introspective, and it's more of like a deep dive into like self-work, self-healing.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, we'd love it if you play one more for
us. Yeah, absolutely. This one will be on the record. This is the one that I'm like, all right, we're going to give them a little something happy, something light, upbeat. So this one's called Cologne.
Dress up in your clothes and dance to your favorite song. My friends are going out, but I think I'll stay home. So I can hear you say my name later over the phone. But I will never be satisfied. Can't do wrong, can do me right, till you finally get me in your hands. There's nowhere else I belong. You don't like the game, but if you did, I'd play along. Don't like to keep me waiting, I'd wait all day. Babe, you seem to know I need you most when you're gone. So I wear your cologne when I'm feeling alone. But I will never be satisfied. Can't do me wrong, can't do me right, till you finally get me in your hands. There's nowhere else I'd be.
Taylor Ray live on WNRN Cologne. We'll be looking forward to the new album, The Void, in the near future.
Yes.
We're looking forward to the show tonight. Taylor Ray playing at the Southern Cafe and Music Hall in Charlottesville with John Craigie at 8 o'clock. Taylor, thanks so much for being here today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks so much. Thanks to Michelin and Graham. For WNRN, I'm Desiree Moses.